Thank you very much. All right, church. Time is running fast. Please help me welcome Pastor Emmanuel.
Thought that crossed my mind most times when we talk about women is there's something some of us can't carry in our stomach. I can't even imagine a baby in my tummy. When my wife was going to give birth the first child, you know, she would say something is moving, and she'd be showing me how things are moving in the tummy. All men here, you can't imagine anything inside of this place. Women cannot. Come on. Then something is moving inside. How will something be moving inside? Pastor Joe, I can't understand. And they are excited about it. Even somebody told me that he wanted to use his husband's hand to just touch when the baby pushed maybe his leg or something. And kick took his, and there was like a bulge here. And wanted to put it, the guy screamed. Oh, God, they just said you should touch your baby. He said, no, I'm just. Wonderful women. So let's stand up on our feet and just make a few declarations. Come on, I am born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. It's an exhortation. Move around. I like people moving around. Don't let anything stop you. Just tell yourself, come on, today is my day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord has given me a word. The word is to enter into the waters. The word is to enter into my overflow. The Lord has told me that I should break forth on the left and on the right. The Lord has said I should expand. The Lord has told me that nothing shall be able to stop me. Nothing shall limit me. Nothing shall block me. I am born of the Spirit. I am not born of the blood. I'm not born of the will of man. I'm not born of the will of the flesh. But I'm born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. I am redeemed of the Lord. Can I hear some believers? Open your mouth and declare, I am a believer. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe he was resurrected. I believe in life and not in death. Can you speak a word of grace? I believe in joy. I believe in power. I believe in greatness. I come into my greatness. I come into my joy. Come on, I'm leaving the place I was before. I come into a new thing. He said he will do a new thing. Shall you not know of it? He said he will do a new thing. Shall you not know of it? There is a new thing coming for me. My head is anointed. My cup runneth over. Come on, can I hear some believers in the house? I want you to open. You, nobody can speak for you. You need to speak for yourself. I am born of the Spirit. I have come into a new place. I have come into a wealthy place. I have come into a joyful place. I have come into greatness. I have come into power. Come on, I'm not ordinary anymore. I am invincible. He said, he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth not. You don't know where it's blowing from. You don't know where it's going to. So is a man born of the Spirit. I am born of the Spirit. No man can understand me. The devil cannot understand me. The devil cannot understand my movement. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against me, I condemn. Every handwriting that is written against me, I nailed it to the cross. Oh, do I have believers here? Kalabosha mprani malabodosha. Nesupali katibalabo. Patini masatayade. Come on, lift up your hand and say, I am born of God. I am a redeemer. Come on, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed from death. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your power? I said, death, hear the word of the Lord. Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says, he that was dead came back to life. He that was dead came back to life. Lazarus, come forth. Emmanuel, come forth. Ephraim, come forth. Daniel, come forth. David, come forth. Angela, comfort. Emanuela, comfort. Life is coming on my journey. The path of a just man is like a shining light. I shine brighter. I shine brighter. I shine brighter. I shine more than yesterday. I shine more than last week. I shine more than last quarter. I'm coming to a new place. Nikabolobo shata yagadabosha. Nekiri masakatabola katiabosha. Hey, kikalabodo badimasi. Neti de balabadosha. Do we have believers in the house? Do we have believers in the house? 2 more minutes. Declare your word. Declare joy. Declare strength. Declare a breakthrough. Declare a breakthrough. Declare a breakthrough. A breakthrough means you're pulling down this wall. You will run through troops. You will leap over walls. I'm leaping over walls. I'm running through troops. Nothing is stopping me. That disappointment is not stopping me. That bad news is not stopping me. I am riding beyond it. I'm climbing beyond it. What shall separate me from the love of God? Shall this one separate me? Shall that one separate me? Shall this one separate me? Shall that one separate me? I am more than a conqueror. Hey, did I hear somebody say, I am more than a conqueror? Oh, come on. I am more than a conqueror. Through him that strengthens me, I can do all things. 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 Amen. This morning is just an exhortation, like 15 or 20 minutes, because service is already on. Tell somebody, say, I can do all things. No, you're not sounding like it. I'm telling you, you're not sounding like it. Listen, for some people here, quarter one has been very challenging. It's been a war. Even sometimes, after one victory, I would tell the Holy Spirit inside of me, I would say, Holy Spirit, let me even rest a bit. I mean, we've just gotten one victory. Let me relax a bit. You know, you're trying to just take a rest. You know, when you're fighting boxing and you fight for like 3 minutes, then you need at least about 30 seconds or 45 seconds to just get yourself together. That's how they do boxing. So after you fight, you've just fought a major war, you try to get, you just take some water. But sometimes it is battle after battle. You don't even have the time to enjoy victory. The next battle shows up. There was a day I had a fantastic good news in the morning. I was still celebrating. And in the evening, I got another bad news. So when I got the bad news, I said, Lord, I should have just enjoyed this good news for, you know, 2 days at least before this another battle comes. But guess what the Bible says? He said, I can do. Oh, no, I'm not getting somebody here. He said, I can do what? Paul said, I know how to abase and I know how to abound. Nothing moves me. He said, what can separate me from the love of God? He said, can this one separate me? Can that one separate me? Then he got to a point and said, we are more than a conqueror. Oh, tell somebody, I'm not a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. No, I don't have preachers in the house this morning. Say, I am more than a conqueror. Listen, when they say, you should make a declaration, and you know, maybe your voice is tiny. It does not stop you in the spirit. In the spirit, your voice may be very heavy, but you just have a tiny voice in your physical. But the Lord is hearing you, the devil is hearing you. So when I say you can do all things, you are declaring it this morning that whatever has troubled you, I can do all things. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. He's at my right hand. He said, the Lord is at my right hand. I am standing. What can they do unto me? He said, they came up to eat up my flesh and they scattered and they fell. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He said, I put them to judgment. Every tongue that riseth up against me, I put it to judgment. It is my heritage. It is my inheritance. And I decree it. Listen, nobody can hold me. He cannot give my neck to my enemies. For the Lord is my cover. He said, his angels encampment around me because I fear him. He said, he has given his angels charge over me. I can't dash my feet against a stone because his angels are ministering to me because I'm an heir of his salvation. Come on, lift up your hand and say, I can do all things. You may be seated briefly. I promise you, it's an exhortation. 10 minutes we're here. Wow. For the last 3 months, God has been taking us from dimensions to dimension in church. He's been taking us from one degree of glory to another. For some of you that has followed the journey, you will see that it has been rough. But we keep going. You hear terrible news, you keep walking. He's not stopping us. Because he has given us strength to run through troops and to leap over walls. There are certain things you have, but you don't know you have until the pressure comes. Some of you are loaded with so much capacity, but you've never experienced it because you've never been pressed. Paul said, even though we're pressed on all sides, but we're not perplexed. We enter into the fire, but the smoke is not smelling on us. We come out with another kind of perfume. We come out with Givenchy. Karaboshta predicted. You enter into fire, you come out with this good smell. And they are wondering, are you not the one that came out of that accident? For the last 3 months, it's been rough. Some of you don't know. Some of us come up to this place and we talk. Sometimes we're inside fire. I've come to learn now that when people are shouting, they are shouting for different reasons. We only help you to push. The guy shouting beside you just got a new job. The one shouting here is only screaming and saying, Lord, if you do not help me here, I'm of all men most miserable. So when you hear their shout, don't fight. Don't condemn. Don't criticize. You are not in their fire. We all have different fires. So you see, when you see us dressed up, there are scars everywhere. Disappointments, bad news, lost a good deal. There was a chap like that that went for an interview. At the point, he's beginning to ask himself, Pastor, I've confessed. I declared. I sowed a seed. You told us believe. I believed. You even gave us scripture. I meditated. I do the interview. They say I did well. But they don't just call me. How do you answer to that person if you're the pastor? Or you have a husband that is dying. And you tell the woman, it is well. And the woman looks at you. Pastor, you say it is well. Because you don't even know the prayer to pray. You need to be careful when you go and visit somebody that either the mother or the husband or whoever is sick on the bed. You need to be careful what you pray. You know, some of us just have these religious tongas and we just go to a place and just tell them, don't worry, it is well. Don't worry. Oh God, you've not been through their fire. So you can talk. You've not been through their fire. For some of us that have been through the fire, I've lost people before. So when I see somebody just there in bed, sometimes I don't even talk. I just sit down beside you. We're not talking. But I see some Christians just come here and start, you know, just start talking. Don't worry, the Lord will do it. It is well. Relax. What do you say to such people who have lost homes, who have lost loved ones? Have you gone to a burial ceremony before? Scripture says it's better to go to the place of mourning than to the place of feasting. I've gone to two now in the last 2-3 weeks. My orientation changed again. You know, I keep saying it, that if all of us have, you know, all of you have birth dates, is that not right? Imagine all of us have death dates too. No, that you know it. Imagine you know death dates. Carol, just imagine all of us here know our death dates. Wale, do you know what will happen? If somebody come to your house and is trying to watch football or trying to play with you, you know, just to gossip or something, just ask the person, oh God, sorry, what's your... He said, my own is 20... maybe 2045 or something. Say, And maybe your own is 2020. Please,